choices to be made. Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. We are the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, and we are a station that is everywhere. We have all the technology, whether you're in the car, whether you want to ask Alexa, whether you are in a different country, whether you want to sit in front of the desktop, whatever it is, you can hear Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And check out our site, because we give away three books a month. One is a children's book, and we have a host book corner, which is 90% of our hosts are authors. And then we have a book that we just love, and we feature that. So check that out. It's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. We have a great show for you, and I already know that I'm going to have her back. And before I introduce her, later on in the show, we're going to have Krissa Santoro, who is the communications director at the Omega Institute, sharing all the goodness that they're having between now and the end of their season, which is October 31st. You'll hear different commercials on during the breaks, where you can, because of our partnership, you have the opportunity to save 20% on workshops, whether you want to do face-to-face or person-to-person or online. So I have Julia Paulette Hollenberry from the UK. She is the author of The Healing Power of Pleasure, Seven Medicines for Rediscovering the Innate Joy of Being. And it's a step-by-step journey into sensuality to rediscover the delight that lies just below the surface of everyday experience. And her website is just, she talks about the universe of, I turned it off. Why is that doing? I'm sorry. It's a phone day for some reason today. She talks about the universe of deliciousness, and that's the name of her website, universeofdeliciousness.com. So without further ado, Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So I have to ask you, I know that you've done a lot of deep healing because of your twin brother in utero. Where did you start? Like, when did you wake up, become connected to your higher purpose, spirituality, realize that you were, in a sense, had the power of God within you?
I don't know about waking up, but I do think that because I had a very difficult beginning, I reached out really as an extremely young one to God, if you like, as resource for help, for home. So, I've always felt connected, and of course that wasn't a very easy way to be in the ordinary world. So when I was a teenager, I really had a difficult time and began the more formal process of counseling and therapy and beginning that great personal transformational journey.
And that's amazing, because usually one starts doing the deep inner work when they're much older. But you had a sense of doing it earlier, from what I can read, because you had that connection. You were, even though we lose the connection once we go to school and different things happen, but it sounds like you reconnected with yourself and Source at a much earlier age than the average human.
In a way, I had no choice. I had this really difficult time that we could call a breakdown. I was 18, and I remember the moment of choice, of giving up, of letting everything go blurry. And I knew that I had to reach out, and I was also lucky enough to be in a family that had connections to the medical world of wellness and also to spirituality. And my mom took me to some of her healers, and that began me on my journey. And after that I found many different people. But of course, each person is different.
Sure. So let's start with the way
that
you
opened. Quite an intense beginning.
Yes. Would you like to share your connection of knowing what happened when you were in the womb?
Sure. It wasn't until decades later that I was able to piece together the pieces of my own story. And through the various healings and explorations, I found that I had been born, had been in the womb with a twin brother who died, and that when he died, I didn't want to live without him. And that meant that as a baby, normally the baby kicks off with their feet from the cervix. It meant that the initiation process that the baby makes in birth didn't happen. And I was stuck and had to be pulled out with those hard metal forceps. And that was quite a big shock on my soft head. And for a long time, that was a symptom.
Well, I mean, we come to realize, as you have, that there's so much that goes on in the womb, where whatever is happening with the mom, whether she has her own addictions, whether she's angry, hateful, loving, whatever it may be, whatever's going on with her, we feel it. So if we're in the utero with a sibling, a twin, then I can only imagine all the emotion that you are carried in your little tiny body. And that's before even coming to the earth and being faced with everything that happens here. So so it's quite understandable. What I'd like to do, I really liked the way you started the book with the three levels of mess, because it kind of sets the stage for where the human race is now and why it's so key to do the healing work and to find the joy within ourselves, within our bodies, within our psyche, with our organs, everything. So could you touch upon the three levels of mess?
I wrote about individual mess, personal mess, And we all know about that in our own lives, in our own homes. Collective mess, which is us as a society or a civilization, and global mess, which obviously includes everything. And we all know that we're in a mess right now. And we knew it. We've known it for a while.
Yes. So share the things that how we can come out of the mess. And you described the seven spiritual medicines. One is slowing down, embodying, deepening, relating, pleasure, power, and potency.
Yes, the seven, those are the seven medicines. Would you like me to share a little bit about them, one by one?
Yes, because we are in a mess, and so we need to clean up our act, and I believe that it starts with each one of us. And that's how we change, make change, how we come together in unity consciousness.
So slowing is the medicine of slowing down. It is coming down out of all those anxious, judgmental, blaming, planning thoughts, those very fast thoughts in our heads that are very distracting, actually, and back into our bodies. Body is the second medicine, and it's really where we live our lives. Our experience takes place in our bodies, and most of the time we ignore our bodies or override the signals of our bodies that we need to rest or sleep or move. We treat our bodies very often with disrespect, and there's a great deal of wisdom and obviously enjoyment that is possible in the body. So it's important to return our attention, ourselves, to our bodies.
And some of the things that you... I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Whichever way you'd like to do it.
Go right... You continue.
Okay. So depth is... depth is actually about humility. It's about realizing that there is so much more going on than we're usually aware of. Us humans are pretty arrogant. Usually we think we know what's going on, but most of the time we only know a fraction of what's going on for ourselves and a fraction of what's going on for other people and out there in the world. So depth is about opening up, and acknowledging that we don't know it all. That's another doorway. Each one is kind of like a doorway, a portal into the next medicine. So the next medicine is relationship. And, of course, we need humility to come into real relationship. Very often we think about relationship as being a thing that we have, or a thing that we want, or a thing that we don't want. But actually we're all of us all of the time already in many different relationships. We're in relationship with the chair that we're sitting on, the air that we're breathing in, the neighbors, the pets, the trees in the garden. And when we acknowledge that we are already within the web of interrelationship, things change. So in the book, have some specific exercises also about relating to each other with freshness, really seeing the other person in front of us as they are, and not just as an object to satisfy our needs. And out of relationship arises the next medicine, which is pleasure. And there's a sense that where any two people or beings or elements meet, there is an alchemy. And the alchemy is the pleasurableness.
We do you are think very. That, if I may interject, with pleasure, do you think people don't really understand pleasure? They don't realize, they think of it in one aspect, but they're not thinking of it in the sense of their own bodies, in the sense of, as you've said, which I've come to know, is when you're eating a fresh peach, organic, and you're with that peach and you're grateful for that peach, those are the things I think a lot of people don't realize, that it's their divine birthright to experience that and to acknowledge it in that moment. And you speak of that in your book, which I love.
Thank you. We are the most unsensual culture in geography and history. We are very sensitive, sensual beings, in bodies that are wired for exquisite sensitivity, in this multidimensional world filled with texture and color and aroma and, you know, breezes on our faces. And there is this tremendous richness that it is possible for us to enjoy. Really simple, small things as well as bigger things, and our cultural definition of pleasure is pretty narrow and pretty limited and usually relates to a kind of addictive cycle rather than the I'm here now-ness of really being with oneself and really being with the world as it is.
Right. And even being with your partner, if you're not, you know, especially when you're young and you have children, a lot of times you're thinking of your to-do list at the beginning of it instead of being in the present moment. But a lot of young people may not be aware of the present moment until they're, you know, until they awaken or much older. Which is a shame, because that pleasure between two human beings that care for each other, it's not something you can even express. It's that exciting. But I remember when being young and losing that precious time of being in that moment. It's just something. And then on the other side of the spectrum, even though the human race isn't connecting to their own bodies and pleasure of eating and sensing and seeing and all of that, we have a problem with pornography. And so it's a sick. I can't even think of the word. But you know what I'm speaking of course.
We titillated in modernity. It's like there are images of intimacy everywhere, except there's no intimacy.
Right.
And the distraction and the speed that you speak of, I think, are not just afflictions of the young. Modernity is tough with all its non-stop demands on us. So really dropping down out of, I mean, real pleasure doesn't take place in the head. It's not an idea. It's an experience. And we do need to make that journey again out of the head into the body, slowing down and opening up in order to relish, appreciate, be grateful for, delight in, enjoy, thoroughly enjoy what's possible. And to some extent, it's really a choice of dropping out of the stress and into the present.
It's an awareness of the choice.
Yeah,
you know,
also,
when you think about it. Yeah. Well, we are up on a break, Julia, already. So everyone stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Bob is in the house. It's a live show. You can call in. Our number is 833-220-1200. Again, toll free, 833-220-1200. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Royd DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Dog Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
During a time when the veil between worlds is thinnest, join expert mediums to make contact with angels, departed loved ones, and your highest self. Guided by experts in mediumship, clairvoyance, and spirit guide communication, discover how to harness the wisdom from the other side. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for the Wisdom Beyond the Veil at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, October 29th to the 31st. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. And I just want to make sure everyone knows the name of this book, The Healing Power of Pleasure, with my guest, Julia Paulette Hollenberry, who resides in London. And get the book because it's packed with a lot of information. And you may be like how I feel. I read the words dance in different areas in her book. And yet she's talking real, authentic, messy stuff along with the beauty of pleasure and all the goodness that we are, how majestic the human body is, how magnificent we are, and how it functions. It's just amazing. So please get the book, The Healing Power of Pleasure. The other thing I want to mention is there are poems within the chapters, beautiful poems that you just want to read and sit with. And there's a lot of questions, which I love. So get the book. And one of the things that that ties into the medicines you speak of, Julia, power in potency. And you speak of how power has changed over time. You speak about to live one's real self requires power. And isn't that the truth as we go along the way? So speak to the, if you may, speak to the power of oneself and the messy stuff that goes along with it. And the joy.
I did enjoy your commercial break, I must just say. It's really charming, all those positive messages.
Thank you.
So, exactly. The modern world and the pressures of the modern world, we tend to think that we have to be perfect, and we tend to conform and to hide what we think are our weaknesses. But it's actually our authenticity and our vulnerability, our uniqueness, our ability to stay close to ourselves and to speak up for ourselves, to say yes, more here, and no, not quite that there. That's our real power. It's not power over others. It's power to fully be ourselves. And it takes courage, a lot of courage and commitment. It's a lifetime project to become ourselves. And that is our real power. And we're not talking about floppy authenticity. Sorry, wrong word. We're not talking about floppy vulnerability. It's not about collapsing, but being genuine on a solid foundation so that we can hold our boundaries, we can let other people in.
Right. And allow ourselves to receive joy, whether it's we're giving joy to ourselves or whether, and I think that word allow is so powerful too. How do you feel about that? Because I think many of us will, you know, we're not allowing ourselves to have that joy, period.
It's about being open to receiving the joy and not controlling. And I think that word allow is so because there's pleasure possible, there's delight possible in every moment, in every situation, even in really difficult situations. There's a lot that's wonderful in life. There's a lot to be grateful for. There's a lot that's delicious. And when we're so caught up in all the stresses, we are so missing out on that.
Absolutely. So you're a body worker, you're a mystic, a healer, and facilitator. Do you combine and weave all of that together, all the different modalities and such? Have you found that it becomes more richer with all these pieces put together for your clients?
I think every therapist weaves together their own mix, their own ingredients. So yes. I weave together what I've got in my toolkit, and some of that is what I've learned in my formal trainings. You know, I'm a this therapist and I'm a that body worker, and some of it comes from my informal education in spiritual schools, and some of it comes from innate knowing in response to the person in front of me in that moment. And the last medicine is potential, and whatever work with people is to help them to become more of their own unique potential, their unique, imperfect, but full of joy potential, so that when they leave the session, they are more beautiful and shining. And that's a very lovely thing to be a part of.
Have you found with the pandemic that more people are going deeply within and want to really clear things and become their real, authentic self? Or are people more confused and in such fear that they just are coming for some kind of healing physically? Or mentally, for that matter.
I don't know if more people are going deeper. But the pressures are greater. We have to dig deeper. People are struggling more. But the answer is always, it seems to me, to come back to the body as a resource, as our physical home on this earth, as the source of our delight, but also the source of our wisdom, the source of our instinctual intelligence. And that is what helps people to feel more confident and to have more resilience, to know which way to go when they're so very stimulated and afraid and confused.
I love the way you talk about the body, because, you know, the most of us at one time, and some still, are walking around not even thinking of the body unless they've got a pain or they've been diagnosed with a disease or something to that effect. They're just going around and they're all in their head and not realizing that the body has that magnificence right there for them, and that there's so much fullness that they could acquire by tuning in. So I love the way you really highlight the magnificence of the body. I mean, I keep saying that, but it is. So, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And talk about the love of... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go. You go.
I was just going to say, you have a lifelong love of mystery. And it is such a mystery, and we'll never know unless we're on the other side. And then how much do we know on the other side? I don't know. There's so many complexities to it. But what have you learned on your journey that is so profound or so key in your everyday life that's part of the mystery, if that makes sense?
It seems to me that the mystery is always accessible.
Okay.
And that our task, all of us, is to combine or to find the right balance of the material, everyday, practical world and the subtle, invisible, imaginal, spiritual world. And they're both here all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that it is about us really inhabiting our soul body, really. Again, it's about potential. Again, really fully living our lives, including both of those, because one of them only is not the whole truth. So
It's a lot when you're speaking. You're really, one's really listening to what you're sharing and can really feel the power of your words. So thank you for that.
Thank you for asking. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're having a conversation. Yeah.
That's right. So what would you, and again, we'll have you back next year because everything's all booked and time's flying, even though time is just right here and right now. But what would you like to say to the listeners?
That healing is absolutely possible in whatever difficulty you may or may not find yourself in. There is always a bigger picture. When we're in the difficulty, we cannot see the full arc, and there is always hope, and there is so much resource that is available within ourselves that with a little bit of help, whether that's a therapist or a book or a podcast or a class or a course, actually anything is possible, and that the body knows and is really worth tuning into and listening to for its delight, and also for its spontaneous wisdom in response to the immediate situation that you may be finding yourself in. The body knows, and it's really worth listening to its impulses and hunches, instincts and intuitions. It's really worth becoming sensitive to your own body and really respecting it.
Right, that's one of the key things, respecting our bodies and thanking our bodies for what it is doing for us, how we travel, how we get to one place or the other, how we talk, everything. It's
absolutely. I used to say when I had my daughter, I used to say, you know, I can bake a cake, I can make a stew, but I can't make a baby. A baby is being made within me by some intelligence way beyond me. And our bodies work to maintain us in health in incredible ways. Perfectly orchestrated in great detail with great biochemical complexities with intelligence far greater than ours. There is a lot to be discovered within our bodies. If we can be humble and really, really heed them and enjoy them.
Yes.
And those of others too, yeah?
Yes. And see the grace in everyone. And when you're looking at them, see them as a body, as a person, as a So we're so used to saying, you know, the soul, and we have a container, but the container is, you know, just reading your book, it just reminds me of all the goodness of what we have in our own body, and really tuning into it to see what it needs and wants and desires. And, you know, I found that, you know, when you do that, that's how, when you tune into your body, it knows. And so you can work together in harmony to heal whatever it may be. So I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's really moved me. And everyone listening, listen again and buy the book, The Healing Power of Pleasure, with Julia Paulette Hollenberry, and go on her site. She has all her social media, but go on her site, universeofdeliciousness.com. Again, universeofdeliciousness.com. And thank you for gracing our airwaves. You certainly are a gift, Julia.
Wow.
I'm
so touched to hear your words. I have my hand on my heart in London. Yeah.
Okay, and I've got mine.
Heart contact.
And I've got mine on my heart in Boston area. So with that said, I have to say goodbye for now.
I wish you a wonderful day.
You as well. Have a good sleep, and I'll be in touch.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you for writing this book. Thank you. And so for everyone, we'll be back in a moment with Chris Santoro, and we'll be talking about what's at the Omega Institute, what's happening right now. Back in a
moment. Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Uncover how self-love can help you become happier and more confident with Lorna Byrne, best-selling author of memoir, Angels in My Hair. Gain understanding about your connection with your guardian angel and let go of the negativity in your life. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for the Angelic Path to Self-Love at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, October 22nd to the 24th. Learn more at eomega.org.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back, and we have Krista Santoro, Communications Director at the Omega Institute, and she's a registered yoga teacher. She's been a practitioner in meditation since 1998. Wow. And so we're talking about what's happening over there. And, so welcome to the show, Krista.
Thanks so much
again.
For having me.
Yes. So why don't we start by talking about the membership program and how people can take advantage of that?
Sure. Well, if you've never heard of or been to Omega before, we're a nonprofit organization. Our home base is in Rhinebeck, New York, which is about 90 miles north of Manhattan. And we are a destination for lifelong learning, all things wellness and personal growth. And we do have a membership program, so thanks for asking about that. Whether you are able to come to campus physically or you're, just interested in being more involved with Omega and getting awesome content from wherever you are, for as little as $10 a month or $120 for the year, you can become an Omega member and you'll start receiving member benefits right away. So if this is a donation, it's a monthly donation that is a way to help fuel Omega's nonprofit work, including our scholarship program. And the benefits that you receive include being able to take one free online course of your choosing any time during the year, as well as monthly member news and exclusive digital content that's for our members, special invitations, and, of course, if you are able to come to campus, you receive discounts when you're there.
Yes. And there are quite a few workshops and courses and such, even though Omega opened up a little later than norm. I think there were over 200 which to choose from. Isn't that correct?
We had, I would say, up to about 100 in-person programs this year. And we have many, many things that we're offering online, which is really the fringe benefit of these strange times that we're living in, is that we've become much more of a virtual destination than ever before. So we have all kinds of workshops, continuing education, in-depth courses, little quickie courses, all kinds of things that you can participate in at Omega that is online programming now.
Right. I guess I was thinking of the combination of the two, which is excellent because it reaches globally in the sense where someone cannot be physically there. They can be in Switzerland and still take advantage of the courses or very much what you just mentioned. So, I mean, it has opened up a number of opportunities, I believe. So, with that said, what are some of the upcoming programs between now and the end of October that you're excited about?
Well, first, I just want to put people's minds at ease. If you are able to come and visit the campus, we are operating as a vaccine-only campus this year, and our operations team has worked really, really hard to put in place safety measures to keep everyone feeling secure. And so far, the feedback from our guests and our teachers has been incredibly positive. So if you are able to travel, please do come. Right now, through the end of October, we're offering rest and rejuvenation retreats, which are a really great way to experience campus for the first time. An R&R retreat gives you flexibility to do as much or as little as you want during a two-night stay, so you can sample daily yoga and meditation classes, explore nature trails, chill out in a hammock by the lake, and just so much more. So I definitely recommend the R&R program. But then we do have a few workshops coming up this autumn that I'm excited about. The first one is October 1st to the 3rd, and that's the Wisdom of the Reiki Conference. This is a weekend event, and it's going to bring together leaders in the field from all different lineages of Reiki. And it's an opportunity to really experience hands-free Reiki transmission, but also to gain skills to deepen your own Reiki practice, whether it's something that you do on your own or for others. So I'm excited about that one. Then we have two very powerful programs also later in October. The first one is October 15th to the 17th, and that's called Radical Dharma Camp. It's led by Reverend Angel Kyoto Williams. This is an immersive experience, and it's designed to bring together and connect people who are already committed to implementing racial justice and anti-oppression interventions in their own communities. It's a really powerful program, and Angel's been teaching with Omega for a number of years. So if that program sounds interesting, but you feel like you're newer to exploring race and perhaps not already doing that anti-oppression work in your community, then we have a second program, which is October 17th to the 22nd, with Resma Menachem, and it's called Somatic Abolitionism. Now, Resma is a cultural trauma navigator, and he helps people explore and heal the effects of racism or supremacy within their own body. So, very powerful work, but the attendance in his course is limited, so if that's something that listeners are interested in, I would say to probably book it soon. And then finally, one that I think you'll be excited about, Deborah, is called Wisdom from Beyond the Veil. That takes place October 29th to the 31st. And the premise is that, you know, in many cultures around the world, they view the end of October and early November as a time when the veil between this world and the spirit realm is at its thinnest. So during this very special weekend, we're going to have experts in mediumship and clairvoyance that will be there to help folks take advantage of this natural opening in order to connect with loved ones on the other side.
Mm. That is exciting. And I love that Omega is opening up to the cultural piece too, and educating people, because we all need it. I mean, no matter, I've lived long enough, but I still needed an education on certain aspects. A lot of people don't, you know, it's certain sayings or certain words that they acquire when they're younger, and a belief system that may not be factual. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where can people learn more? We have a few minutes remaining. So tell us more about anything else that you'd like to share, and where can people learn more?
Sure. Well, we are on all of the usual social media channel, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you know, you name it, we're probably there. So look us up and follow and like our content so that we can be in touch with you and develop a relationship. And definitely, if you'd like to hear more about the programs I've spoken about or see the other things that we're offering, I would say to check out our website, which is eomega.org. And then I also want to let people know that we're offering a lot of free content online. So we've been running an ongoing conversations series with teachers, and that's a program that's offered for free on via Zoom and Facebook Live. And you can either participate when it's happening live, or you can visit the website to watch the conversations for free afterwards. But this coming Friday night, September 17th, we have our annual Women in Power Conference. It's the 17th Women in Power Conference, very exciting event, and we are going to be live streaming from 8 to approximately 10 p.m. on Friday night, the whole opening session of the conference as part of our Omega Conversation series. So definitely, if you're interested in getting a little taste of Omega and checking out one of our programs for free, I would say please do join us and tune in Friday night. You can sign up for that in advance, or you can watch it on our Facebook channel via Facebook Live, or you can certainly watch it on our website a couple days after it'll be posted.
We should all check that out. The power of women coming together.
Absolutely. At a time when, you know, so much is up in the world, and specifically for women, it's just it's really important to have gatherings like this that connect people to learn and restore together.
And that's a word that I love, restore, and we all need that so very much. And learning from each other and coming together in community, we really need that now. And more of a balance, not one over the other, but more of a balance with the, as I say, the divine feminine and the divine masculine. So I'm going to look forward to that. So thank you. Thank you very much, Krissa. And again, everyone, check out everything that Krissa has shared at eomega.org, just as it sounds, eomega.org. Thank you, Krissa.
Thank you so much.
Until we meet again.
Yes. Take care. Be well.
You too. You too. And everyone listening, share the show. Listen to it again yourself, and pass it on with your friends and family. And listen later on too, because I'm a big believer that when you listen a second time, you've evolved a bit, and so you may pick up something else that you can put in your toolbox of living your true self. And one of the things I'd like to end the show with is affirmation that Louise Hay had shared, one of her many. And one of them that I love is real simple, but I spoke about earlier that we need to allow ourselves to have joy in our lives. We need to allow. It's our divine birthright. So one of them that she shares that I incorporate is joy, joy, joy. I allow joy into my life, into my body, into my heart, however you want to put it, and then I am safe. Because I think we all need to say that, and we all want to be safe, and it's a mindset. It's replacing fear with love. With that said, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one. And we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.